You're listening to SBS News.
Britain's opposition leader has renewed his calls for a general election in a bid to resolve the current Brexit deadlock in Parliament. Jeremy Corbyn argues that he would seek to renegotiate the agreement with Brussels if he came to power.
If the government cannot pass its most important legislation, then there must be a general election at the earliest opportunity. So I say this to Theresa May. If you're so confident in your deal, call the election and let the people decide. If not, Labour will table a motion of no confidence in the government at the moment we judge it to have the best chance of success.
With just over 10 weeks before the deadline for Britain's departure from the EU, there has been fiery debate in recent days on the Brexit deal in the House of Commons. Labour is expected to vote against British Prime Minister Theresa May's deal next week, and if it is defeated, it could trigger a general election. Senior Cabinet Minister Michael Gove, a leading Brexit supporter, has described the opposition's Brexit plans as bollocks.
There are a number of different depictions of some of the fantasy alternatives which have been put forward by some proposing an alternative to the withdrawal agreement. They've been described as unicorns. Well, I have to say that the official Labour Party position is to chase a whole carnival of unicorns across the European plain, none of which are capable of being delivered.
At a press conference alongside Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, Mrs. May called on MPs to support her plan and insisted that her deal was in the national interest.
The only way to avoid no deal is to have a deal, and to agree a deal. And the deal that is on the table, the deal that is the deal that the EU has made clear, is the only deal. There's an issue that's been raised about the backstop, and we're continuing to work with the EU on that particular issue. But there is a good deal on the table, and for those who want to avoid no deal, then backing the deal is the thing to do.
The Japanese Prime Minister claimed that the whole world wants the UK to avoid a no-deal Brexit. Shinzo Abe has pledged his support for the withdrawal agreement Mrs. May negotiated.
Of course, final judgment on Brexit can be handed down only by the people of the UK. But with your permission, I would like to take this opportunity to mention a few words. We very much welcome the progress made in the withdrawal process between the UK and the EU, and I would like to extend my deepest respect to the strong will and hard work by Theresa for the parliamentary approval of the withdrawal agreement.
MPs will vote on the Brexit deal on January the 15th. If that deal is rejected by the House of Commons, the government will have to return with a new strategy for Brexit. The current deal could be put forward for a second time, or the government could ask for the date of the exit to be put back from the current deadline of March the 29th. Without an agreement, Britain faces the prospect of a disruptive no-deal exit, another referendum, or a general election. Natasha Kallios, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.